Hola, soy Sergio Maravilla Martínez. Esto es LiveInTheRing.com.
How you doing? You're with Abner Mattis, and you're right here with Leave It In The Ring Radio.
This is WBA Super Middleweight Champion Andre Ward, and you're with Leave It In The Ring Radio.
And then lastly, and this is kind of crazy, because I'm going to ask you if you follow this kid's career at all, but I was a huge fan of his father. In fact, his father was one of my favorite fighters when I was growing up. I'm talking about Tim Zhu, Costa Zhu's son. He's actually fighting Jeff Horn on ESPN. And it's taking place in Australia, obviously, where they're both from. And it's actually taking place at a stadium, so I guess they're having live events in right now. Have you seen much of Tim Zhu? I've only seen highlights of him on YouTube. I actually haven't watched the full fight of his.
He's not very good. I'll just point that out. I don't think Horn should have a problem with him. You know, I know like a lot of people like to shit on Horn, but he's got a similar style of Porter, you know?
Yeah.
He will mop you up. Can Tim hold off Horn aggression? Can he hold off him pressing him forward, mauling him up like the Hatton style that he has? His dad couldn't hold off Hatton, but his dad was really off the, you know, at the edge of his career at the time. So
yeah, and the referee in that fight let Hatton get away with a lot of dirty fighting that I don't think would have out of Manchester.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know how good Tim Tazoo is. And then what I've saw, I don't think he's very good. I mean, I think the name – let me ask you this. And let me ask anybody out there right now is name me one fighter that spawned from a great fighter that turned out to be even a fraction of what their father was. I don't really – there's not really a name that comes off the top of my head.
I can't think of a single one.
Yeah, you know, so I don't expect Tim – is this a good matchup for him? I don't know, because I haven't really seen anything that tells me he's ready for Horn. You know, I mean, Horn has kind of been tested. You know, he went out there and he, you know, did he lose against Pacquiao? I thought he did, but I also thought that he gave everything that Pacquiao can have. I mean, he forced Pacquiao to dig deep in that fight.
It was a super competitive fight.
Super competitive fight. He got out there with Crawford. You know, styles make fights. Crawford was too much to handle because he just couldn't figure out. He couldn't get close to Crawford, you know. So, you know, writing off Horn and just saying he's not a, you know that Tim Tazoo should just walk through him will point out the significant fight that Tim Tazoo has done that backs up that argument. I don't know one of them.
I can't name a single one.
Leila Ali, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, Leila Ali, that's not bad. Yeah, I think that's actually true. But again, I mean, women's boxing, there just isn't any depth of competition and talent. It's like
she didn't fight anybody.
You got one good person every three fucking weight divisions. At that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, but yeah, I mean, I'm actually curious about the fight, but like I said, I mean, personally, what I've seen and what I, you know, which isn't much of Tim Tazoo, I don't see anything that tells me that Horn should have a problem with. I think Horn is going to go out there and maul him up and you know, it's going to be an ugly fight. And it's going to be up to the kid to dig. I think it's too early for this kid in his career to take somebody on like that. I think they need to groom him, you know, groom him to a point where you know, he's like his man strength. Is it there? Do you think his man strength is there to hold off a guy that's a career welterweight that's going to go out there and his style is to be in your chest? I don't know.
No, it's interesting. What's amazing is that he looks so much like his dad.
Yeah.
Does he
have his dad fight him?
From what I've seen, he's nowhere near on his dad's level as a boxer.
Nowhere.
I mean, his dad was literally one of my favorite fighters when when I was coming up as a young man. And
I loved him.
When he came to the United States and did what he did against Zab Judah, who was expected to kind of walk through him, I remember at the time, and he was like the next big thing coming from the U.S. And he just made him do that dance and then had him throwing chairs and stuff after the fight. It's just a moment I'm always going to remember from my youth.
Exactly. And like Nato just point out, he is bigger than his dad because he is fighting in the welterweight division. But Horn goes, it's going to be 154.
Yeah, 154. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not too confident in Tim Tszyu. If he does, I think it would be a great name on his resume. But at the same time, I think this win should go to Horn. I think he's more experienced. I think that the style that he brings is a very difficult style to get to keep off. It's an exhausting style. When you got a guy that wants to box and wrestle at the same time and is comfortable grappling you and hitting you, roughing you up with your shoulders and everything, that's a difficult style to keep off if you don't have a solid jab and your footwork is not on point. It's very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So,
for the major fights this weekend, I'm sure we'll get to the Linares Fortuna fight and the Daniel Dubois fight and the Jose Ramirez Victor Postol fight and the Blondie Fara fight next week.
I thought the Linares and Fortuna fight is canceled because Linares caught COVID-19.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I
forgot about that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It caught it out there in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Japan's been taking the crisis quite seriously, so it's interesting that he caught it out there. I'm sure he went there specifically to avoid that happening. See how things work out sometimes.
Nato believes that Tszyu knocks out Horn, which I would be impressed if he does, to tell you the truth.
I'd be very impressed.
Yeah.
Especially at this stage in his career.
If Tszyu, let me ask you guys this. If Tim Tszyu knocks out Horn, what does that say about Crawford and the rest of the guys? Because it's not that far off.
That's a great question.
It's not that far off.
I think what it tells you is what I've been saying all along, which is that he's totally unproven as a welterweight.
Shit. You imagine that? You're Pacquiao and Crawford and Tim Tszyu, who hasn't proven anything except for having a famous name, goes out there and knocks out a guy that, where Pacquiao struggled with, end up losing to.
Yeah.
And Crawford, it took him how many rounds? They went into the late rounds before he can get a stoppage over Horn.
Yeah, and the thing was, this is like all Crawford has to stake his claim as like a legitimate welterweight.
Yeah.
Right? Because
exactly.
I'm sorry, but the rest of his fights at welterweight have not been impressive to me.
No.
You know, we had Bo Mack on the show, like friend of the show. I like the guy. He's probably one of the best guests we've ever had, but I don't think that he's proven himself as a welterweight.
I don't think so either. I mean, well, they're not fighting the welterweight. They're going 154, and that tells you everything, you know?
Yeah.
That could affect Horn at the welterweight division. So he might be stronger than 154. But, I mean, if Tszyu, I don't know. Like I said, it's an interesting fight. We got to see what happens. Pointed out that he's picking him. That even makes me want to watch it even more because Nato's an avid fan. It's not like he doesn't watch fucking fights. This guy watches.
No, he does. He
watches
he's
fights.
Got a PhD.
He's going to knock him out. It's like Brian Fogg. You know, my boy Brian Fogg, who I talk to on a regular basis, when Brian tells me something, I'm like, really? Like, he's like, there's only a certain amount of people that can change my mind about shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In boxing.
Yeah.
And like, you and Brian are like the very small circle of boxing heads that I listen to and go like, huh, shit, that's actually a really good point. It fucks me all up because then now it really gets me thinking. Now they'll just did that to me. Now I'm like, dude, okay, then what have I been missing? Now I'm going to go back. Now, thanks a lot. Watch. I'm going to be staying up till like 3 in the fucking morning today, all because of you trying to find enough tape on Tim Tszyu to see whether or not he has that chance of knocking out Horn, which is going to be laughable if he does, because now we kind of discredits anything, they needed accomplishments that Crawford got over on him. he said, blame it on the alcohol. I know. I got to get me a beer. I'll start thinking like Nato too if I had two, like four beers in me already. You know?
No, but I mean, hey, I wish the kid all the best. Like I said, I was a huge fan of his father.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be awesome?
Yeah, it would be great. So
it would.
And you know, if he's any good, I mean, there's a lot of guys at 154 and guys that could move up from 147. I'd like to see him against here in the U.S. if he's any good.
Who's there at 154? And just, off the top of my head, I can't even think of anybody at 154.
Well, we've got Jermell Charlo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's not ready for that.
Right. No, he's not.
But it also, it's a good start. It's a good name on your resume, especially if you knock him out. Knock him out, that's a great start to now bring him into the States, because they can use that as a highlight that he, because you could use
he's
that as.
Be on ESPN.
Right, exactly. J-Rock, oh yeah, he's got J-Rock.
Yeah, Virgil Ortiz Jr. is around the division. You know, they've got a similar number of fights. There's definitely more out here for him than there is in Australia. I mean, how many times can you fight Anthony Mundine and Jeff Horn? At some point, you're going to have to leave Australia and find other people to fight.
Well, a great way is going on ESPN. And a great way is by knocking out Horn, you know, Horn, because you could be, now you're in the place of Crawford, you know. They can use that.
Absolutely.
That's the leverage right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's another thing to watch. And guess what? Wednesday, I'm not really going to be doing anything else. Schools aren't open yet, so of course I'm going to be watching boxing.
Yep. All day. Every day.
You know.
Anyway, folks, man, I thank everybody that came on and tuned in and listened to us here on Leaving the Ring. We're at our last seconds here left on the show. It's always fun. I'm glad we got back here on Monday. Apologize for last week. Mokar was on vacation. He was in Cancun.
I'm gonna tell you all about that when I give you